Robinson from the Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander Community Health Service is bringing you the latest COVID-19 updates.
What's up, Doc?
Good morning, Dr. Jonathan. It's great to have you with us. How are you?
Good morning. Thank you. Yeah, I'm well. Thank you.
You like your new intro, mate?
I'm not sure if I got all of the intro. Sorry.
Well, it's Bugs Bunny.
It's Bugs Bunny. What's up, Doc? But we.
Oh, really?
Yeah, yeah, we're really excited about it. So.
Amazing. I'm excited too.
We thought it was about time you had an intro instead of us just doing it for you. You really got the intro you deserve.
You're kind of a big deal now, mate.
Yeah, so, you're famous.
Very appropriate.
Yeah. Before we get too into it, I guess the main thing at the moment is everyone's starting to get their boosters. One of the main questions coming out of it is this going to be a regular thing that, like, every 6 months or a year that we're going to have to get a booster shot?
Yeah, I think it'll depend, really, of what happens. There's so many variables in this. I think there could be, you know, one more booster of a similar vaccine, but there are new vaccines being developed that may cover variants better. So I think we've got to just see what happens over the next 6 months. I know Israel was doing their fourth shot, and I'm not sure that that's definitely panned out to be the definite thing that everyone else was saying, yeah, we've got to do that. So, yeah, I think just time's got to tell with that one. But the one bit of news is that the 16 and 17-year-olds have been approved now to have that third shot. So that'll be rolling out over the next week or so.
Dr. Jonathan, have we seen the spike here in, you know, particularly Brisbane? What are we looking like? And, you know, are we over that, I suppose, the highest risk here in Brisbane and Queensland at the moment?
Yeah, I think cases definitely look like they've peaked. They're bouncing around sort of between 7,000 and 10,000 a day, whereas they were up to 20. So, yeah, we definitely seem to be past that peak. But the hospitalisations and have levelled out, but they're still reasonably high, around that 700-800 mark. And deaths haven't really peaked yet, I don't think, or they've peaked, they're not going down yet. So, look, yes, we're not as bad probably as we thought we could be, but school is going back and people will be going back to the office. So I think it's still time to be just a bit careful, especially if you're vulnerable, elderly, and got chronic health issues. I'm not saying be scared and frightened. In fact, the vaccine's very protective, but don't go and have COVID parties to try and get it or anything like that. You know, just be that bit cautious, common sense.
Absolutely. Now, I've heard a few things from a few different sources saying that this might be, like, Omicron might be sort of the start of going downhill back to normality. Do you seem to think that? I mean, I know that it's more contagious, but people seem to be getting a little bit less sick from it. Can you provide some insight on that?
Yeah, I mean, I certainly hope that it's the thing that's heading us towards a better place. I don't think the pandemic is just going to end and we all go back to completely what it was pre-pandemic. I think Omicron's going to come and go and have sort of outbreaks like the flu does. And then there really is the risk of other variants coming. And I hate to say that because no one wants not to be hopeful about it. Yeah. But I think that the reality is there that 6 months' time we could have another variant and you just don't know what that's going to produce. It could be better, could be worse. So I think Omicron, it's good that it's much less serious, but it is very infectious. So it's the number of cases, especially worldwide, is huge compared to what we were having before. I think some degree of hope and things, we'll learn to live with it, but we just have to accept that there will be outbreaks sort of happening in different communities, I think, over time.
All right. Well, thank you very much for joining us this morning. We will speak to you next Tuesday.
This podcast brought to you by Seats R Us. For a seat to suit, it has to be Seats R Us. SeatsRUs.com.au.